and the surrounding area.
Good morning. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Listen to that awesome music one more time. Brady Bowman with you as I am every Wednesday morning. Dave, Halloween was yesterday. All the shenanigans.
Do you want me to play Thriller instead?
Oh, I mean, that'd be good. I can play the Saved by the Bell theme again.
MJ.
Could always do that. I'm here with Dr. Brandon Irwin, the director of the Healthy Community Labs and member of the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition. And Brandon, welcome. Welcome again.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, it's great to have you. We're going to talk about housing, but just maybe real quick, if you can give us a little bit of a heads up on what Healthy Community Labs is. It's something we've heard about a little bit more and more, it seems like, over the past year or so.
Yeah. So the Healthy Communities Lab is right now a collaborative of faculty and students and community partners in Manhattan that is broadly focused on community health issues. The vision of our group is healthy, equitable, and engaged communities. And we are exploring ways of doing that, but particularly using digital media and storytelling.
Very interesting. And I know I have a few friends that help out with you and what you guys do, and you guys do a lot of cool stuff. We want to talk about housing and how important that is in a college town. Housing is very important, especially for anybody that's college age. You're thinking about housing almost every year, usually almost every June or August. One of the things you're thinking about is housing. I guess if you could just kind of give us a quick little introduction into what we'll be talking about.
Sure. There's a bunch of different things that we could talk about. I mean, I think I can come at this best from telling you about my experience with this issue, which is complex, as you might expect. And ultimately, I think what we want to be doing is, as a community, coming together and generating some solutions to this problem that's really been lingering for years, if not decades. And so I'll just give you my perspective on this issue with the anticipation that I'm hoping we can create some broader community conversation and generating some solutions about it.
And I guess start off with the problem. What is the problem?
Well, so the problem, I encountered the problem actually a couple of years ago when I was building my tiny house, which I've been on here talking about before. And the reason why I built my tiny house in the first place was because I really wasn't finding any rental properties that were really suiting my needs. And I wasn't finding any housing for purchase that was really in my price range or something that I, you know, really wanted. And so so I started to explore that issue a little bit more, like why is this the case? You know, the quality of life in Manhattan is so good, and you know, how did we get to this point in the first place? And so I started doing a little digging, and ultimately also what I wanted to do is be able to go to our city you know, planning board and our commissioners and say, I'd love to be able to live in my tiny house legally, right? And so I started doing some research on why, you know, we might want to allow tiny houses legally in Manhattan.
So right now they're not.
Right now they're not. And we can talk more about that because there's some exciting stuff happening at the city level with the Unified Development Ordinance that might make that, that might change that. But so I started doing some digging and found out that Manhattan, but particularly the rental market here, is one of the most expensive rental markets in the state. And, you know, you can quantify that in a number of different ways, but basically when people start spending more than 30% of their income on housing, we say that you are cost burdened, right? 30% is kind of this magic number that over several decades, you know, at HUD and with other organizations and agencies, you know, people have basically said, look, 30% is kind of like what we accept as a reasonable amount of your income to be spending on housing. And in Manhattan, in Riley County right now, 49% of renters are cost burdened, meaning that they spend more than 30% of their income on housing. And that number, if you make less than $15,000 a year, then you are among about 90% of people who are cost burdened. In other words, if you make less than $15,000 a year, there's about a 90% chance that you're cost burdened. And that, you know, coming from the Healthy Communities Lab, that this is a health problem. Because once you start spending a certain chunk of your money on housing, well, you're also spending less. You have less money to be spending on other important basic needs that are important for your health, right? Like healthy, nutritious foods, transportation, healthcare, childcare, right? And this shouldn't come as a surprise here that these are all connected. And by the way, we also see these other issues in the community as well, lack of childcare, some transportation issues, and all of these issues are emerging out of our community needs assessment in the Greater Manhattan Project report that just came out a couple of months ago.
And that's so consistent with what we've been hearing out of the Healthy Community Labs for a while, is that it's really, I feel like it's really just trying to change our ideas on what healthy living is, not just, you know, you get a cold, you go to a doctor and you get some medicine and you feel better than that. It's so much deeper than that. It's really talking about your everyday life as far as health.
It absolutely is. And it's worth reinforcing here as well, because, you know, we think you go to the doctor, right? But
physical ailment usually is what we're just always generalizing,
right,
health to be.
Right, like health, that's my problem, right? And of course there's some, you know, personal responsibility baked into the cake here, right? And at the same time, a doctor is not going to be, at this point in history, not going to be prescribing you housing, right? They're not going to be prescribing you access to healthy, nutritious foods, right?
Right. Right. They're not going to give you a list.
Getting you to the root sort of the issue here.
Let's go ahead and take a break. We're about due. And we'll come back, talk more with Brandon Irwin here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the